from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. London real estate stocks in the Brexit bargain basement. The Heard on the Street podcast talks finding bargains in UK property stocks coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Spencer Jacob. Good to have you, Spencer.
Thanks, Miriam.
In our second segment, we'll be discussing what investors may be missing amid all the news about Tesla's autopilot problems. But first, we have Heard on the Street Stephen Wilmot on the line from London to talk to us about UK property stocks. Hi, Stephen.
Hi there, Miriam.
So it seems obvious that the UK's decision to leave the European Union will have significant negative consequences for office rents in London and elsewhere because, you know, we can see this becoming a less important financial capital. How can you argue that the selling in UK REITs, real estate investment trusts, has been overdone?
Well, it's been a tumultuous week in UK real estate, and I certainly wouldn't deny that valuations of London offices and probably offices elsewhere too are in for a fall. I mean, I think that's pretty indisputable. The question is how far the market's going to fall, and obviously that's a big imponderable. But I guess the point I was trying to make is that the discounts to book value at which particularly the London specialist real estate investment trusts trade leave equity investors a lot of kind of room for comfort, basically. So, I tend to using the figures of a real estate research firm that tends to be quite reliable, I find, called Green Street Advisors, a US firm actually. They estimated that Brexit would have an immediate 10% impact on property values, and even then, even if on top of that 10% hit, office values fell another 15%, the shares in Great Portland Estates, which is an office specialist, which actually had quarterly results today, its shares would still be trading at a 5% discount to book value. So that just gives you an indication of how far the shares have fallen, and therefore there's a lot of you have to believe in a really cataclysmic scenario to think that these shares aren't cheap.
And Stephen, I mean, and speaking of cataclysmic, and one thing I think that readers at least here are might not understand is that these are open-ended vehicles, and that's unusual. I mean, if you invest in something that's not liquid. I mean, it's difficult to say, hey, can you buy an office building tomorrow from me? It's not like a stock.
This is a really important point because obviously the headlines this week have been generated by these open-ended funds, mm-hmm. Which have about £35 billion in assets under management here. They're quite different from real estate investment trusts, which are, like other investment trusts, closed-ended. So, you know, basically, if there's a sell-off in a real estate investment trust, the shares go to a discount to book value. The pledge of an open-ended fund is that the book value and the share value will always be the same, and they will basically sell assets to maintain that spread as tightly as possible. And so this is obviously impossible, and that's and it's fine in a rising market because you get cash in. And that just, and you gradually invest it, and it's all kind of easy to control. But then in a down market, you get lots of redemptions, and then you can't sell the asset.
So this week, I mean, if you were you could be in the market, as you say, for one of these funds. But you also, if you were in the market for an actual building, if you wanted to, you know, you had some money burning a hole in your pocket, and a lender ready to lend you money, it's a great time to be buying an actual building because there are some distressed sellers out there, right?
There probably are. I mean, so what happened this week was that six of these open-ended funds, they would close their doors temporarily. So they close their doors to redemption. So that means they're not immediately distressed because they're not trying to flog their offices as fast as they can. But I mean, at the same time, they can only do that for so long when their clients are effectively asking for their money back. So they will presumably be looking to do everything they can to sell reasonably quickly. But a very interesting announcement was made by Aberdeen Asset Management last night. I mean, Aberdeen's an asset management which is famous for getting caught up with hot money flows. Back in the tech bubble, it was the biggest tech fund manager, and then it became the biggest emerging markets fund manager. And it's got a big property fund, surprise, surprise. They sent out an announcement about 8 p.m. last night to UK time, saying that they weren't going to shut their fund. What they were going to do instead was basically ask for a 17% discount. And that when I spoke to them this morning, they said, well, 7% of that is what their valuers think the property market is corrected by already, post Brexit, and then the extra 10% was basically, I mean, first and foremost, a way of dissuading people from asking for their money back. But the way they expressed that was that is the price of liquidity. That is what if we needed to sell an asset by the end of the week, we'd have to accept a 10% haircut. So that's what we're asking for you. If you want your money back now, we're asking you to pay that price of liquidity.
We are going to have to end it there. That wraps things up for this week's Heard on the Street podcast. For more, please check us out at wsj.com/heard. From New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried. On behalf of the rest of the Heard on the Street team, thanks for listening.